Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue in our study of commentaries on the Quran. In Quran chapter 9, we learn about the exemption and the real command of Allah concerning Muslims performing jihad or engaging in war for the sake of Allah. And that is the passage which we will be investigating today in Quran chapter 9, beginning from verse 41 to verse 48. In these 8 verses, we learn about some true side of Islam, which the Muslims will not talk about. Notice, as we shared before, Quran chapter 9 is the final word of Allah. That is the chapter which Allah used to abrogate, to cancel, to erase, to delete early commands. All that was written in the early chapters of Mecca and what is written in the early chapters of Medina. So without further ado, let me read to you the bold statement which I wrote in the Quran translation before that passage, which actually summarizes what we will be talking about for our program for today. Giving money and life to engage in war for Allah is best for Muslims. Those who truly believe in Allah do not ask to be exempt from wars. We will be talking about two important facts in that passage. Fact number one is perform jihad with money. Fact number two is perform jihad with lives. And that is exactly the repeated message of the final word of Allah in Quran chapter 9. Now let's move on to read together these verses. You see, in verse 41 we read, march forth lightly or heavily and perform jihad with your money and your lives for the sake of Allah. This is best for you if you were knowing. If it was an easy spoil to be taken and a short traveling distance, they would surely have followed you. But the way seemed long to them, and they will swear by Allah, if we were able, we would surely have gone forth with you. They destroy themselves, and Allah knows surely that they are liars. Allah pardoned you. Why did you give them permission until it became clear to you who were the truthful and know the liars? Those who believe in Allah and in the last day, they do not ask permission from performing jihad with their money and their lives. And Allah knows the fearer. Surely only those who do not believe in Allah and the last day ask permission, and their hearts doubt it. So in their doubt, they are wavering. And if they wanted to go forth, they would prepare for it. Preparation. But Allah hated their going forth, so made them laggards. And it was said, sit with those who are sitting. If they had gone forth with you, they would not have increased you except in discouragement. And had they kept moving among you, they desired the sedition for you. And among you, some will listen to them. And Allah knows the unjust. Indeed, they desired the sedition for you. And among you, some listened to them. And Allah knows the unjust. Indeed, they desired the sedition before. And they turn affairs upside down for you until the truth arrived and the command of Allah appeared. And they hated it. Now, let us examine together the interpretation of the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari to these 8 verses. First of all, in verse 41, when Allah stated, march forth lightly or heavily, Muslim scholars disagree. What did Allah mean by lightly or heavily? And I see how ridiculous are these Muslim scholars to waste such a long time to explain to us two words. And notice, this is only made up interpretation, because if one of these interpretations is accurate, the rest of the interpretation is wrong. So some of the Muslim scholars said the meaning of lightly and heavily is the youth and the old. So everybody must go and perform jihad for the sake of Allah. Others said no, actually these words mean the rich and the poor. Other ones said no, actually it means the active and the inactive people. Others said those, no, that's not right, because Allah meant by the lightly and heavily is those who will ride the horses or the camels and those who will walk on foot. But others said no, actually it means the strong and the weak. As you see here, plenty of different opinions. And always Muslims say, and Allah knows best, because simply they do not know. As we continue with that verse, Allah said, and perform jihad with your money and your lives for the sake of Allah. What is to perform jihad with money for the sake of Allah? Al-Tabari stated, Allah exalted, mentioned to the Muslims, those who believe in him and those who believe in his messenger, Muhammad. He said, perform jihad, O you who believe. Perform jihad against the infidels with your money. So spend your money as you continue to perform jihad in the religion of Allah, which he made it law for you, until the infidels will be led to you, so they will enter in the religion of Allah forcibly or openly. Notice here, we're not talking about spreading Islam with love and peace and the propaganda which Muslims like to teach in the West, but we're talking about you're gonna force the people to become Muslims, or simply they will like the money you're giving them and they'll become Muslims. That is bribing people to become Muslims. As we continue with the interpretation of Al-Tabari, he said, or they give you the jizya, that is tribute tax, out of hand, and they are subdued, humiliated, if they were of the people of the book. He meant the Jews and the Christians, as we have seen in Quran chapter 9 and verse 29. Or you will kill them, as he stated before, kill them by your hands, and Allah will shame them, and Allah will give you victory over them. Wow. Can you see, my dear friends, jihad in Islam to be offensive war? This is it. You cannot come up from the interpretation of such verses in Quran chapter 9, except that Islam spread through war and jihad by the edge of the sword. Allah continued to say in the rest of the verse, this is best for you if you were knowing. Yes, indeed, this is the best thing for the Muslims from the days of Muhammad until today. And if you can convince few thousands of people who turned to be few millions of people who are now 1.7 billion people, that this is the best thing to do. It is you perform jihad for the sake of Allah, and you do it with your money or you do it with your life to kill all the people, those who will not surrender to Islam, or you just simply force them to become Muslim. Now we know what is the reality and the true nature of the savage cult, the cult of Islam. Now let's move on to the following verse, that is Quran chapter 9 and verse 42. It says, if it was an easy spoil to be taken and a short traveling distance, they would surely have followed you. But the way seemed long to them, and they will swear by Allah, if we were able, we would surely have gone forth with you. They destroy themselves, and Allah surely knows that they are liars. Notice here, we're not talking about some armies or some enemies came to attack them in their homes. We're talking about, where are we going? Oh, Brother Usama, we're going to go invade a nice village which have lots of rich people. All right, is it close by? Well, it's only 50 miles. Sure, I will go with you. Well, it is 500 miles. I'm sorry, man. If I'm able, I will come. But since it's far away, I don't feel like going far away. What are we talking about here? We're talking about invading some cities or villages far away, where it is difficult to gain the spoils. And the Muslims in Muhammad's days refused to go with Muhammad to do that invasion. We're not talking about defensive war. Once again, nobody attacked Muhammad or the early Muslim believers. They were actually traveling far away to get to some infidel's land so they can kill their men and take the spoils of war. And obviously, the Arabs, those who do not really need it that badly, told Muhammad, no, thank you, we're not able to do it. Why? Because according to the word of Allah of the Quran, it is far away. It is not an easy village with an easy spoil, meaning the people were weak, do not have enough men to defend themselves. So why not? All the Muslims go to such easy target. But when it is a hard target, which requires lots of traveling to go to this far, far land to get the spoils, some of the Arabs did not go with Muhammad to perform jihad.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Amazingly, Allah is telling us in that verse that these people who refused to go with Muhammad to this faraway land to engage in war and perform jihad to get the spoil actually destroyed themselves. How they destroyed themselves? Because Allah knows that they are liars. Because they can go with Muhammad to perform jihad in this faraway land. But they simply lied by saying, if we were able, we would surely have gone forth with you. Let's move on to verse 43. Allah pardoned you. Why did you give them permission? Allah pardoned who? Who is you in that verse? You here is Muhammad. Allah forgave Muhammad. Why? Because Muhammad made a mistake. Because you could not be pardoned unless you have sinned. What was the sin of Muhammad? He allowed these people not to go with him far away to attack that far away city to bring the spoils. Oh, he gives them permission not to perform jihad? Yes, indeed, Muhammad made a mistake. Which means what? The command of Allah and the orders of Allah is that for every Muslim believer, don't forget, the poor and the rich, the weak and the strong, the old and the young, the active and non-active, the one who can ride the camel or horses and the one who walks on foot. All people must go to any part as Allah gives the orders, he must obey. Muhammad did not obey the command of Allah by allowing some of the Arabs, who are obviously rich, do not want to go far away to kill a bunch of men to get the spoils of war. No. He said, it's okay, you don't want to go, you can stay behind. But somehow Allah, in his mercy, he actually pardoned Muhammad for such sin. Wow, what a great Allah which Muslims are worshipping. And then Allah said what? Until it became clear to you who were the truthful and know the liars. So now we know in Islam there are two different groups of people. Some good believers who will go with Muhammad anywhere, far or near, dangerous or not, to perform jihad for the sake of Allah. These are the people who are willing to spend their own money for heaven's sake to perform jihad for the sake of Allah. These are the people who are willing to die for the sake of Allah. Those are the true Muslim believers. How about the liars? Oh, the liars are the opposite ones. Those are the ones that say, oh, if we were able to go with you, Muhammad, we would love to, but we can't. And they gave some excuse, but somehow Allah knows that they were just a bunch of liars. In verse 44, Allah said, those who believe in Allah and the last day, they do not ask permission from performing jihad with their money and their lives. And Allah knows the fear. Now we know good evidence for the true Muslim believers. If they believe in Allah and in the last days, they should never ask Muhammad for exemption. Don't you dare go to your Muslim leaders today in the year 2024 and say, well, give me exemption. No such a thing as exemption. As we have seen before, and I repeat again, the exemption are only given to those who are blind, those who are handicapped, those who could not perform jihad with their lives, or those who are very poor, who do not have anything to give towards performing jihad, which obviously did not fit with many of those people whom Muhammad gave permission not to join him and stay behind, which, by the way, the opposite of what the Muslims teach in the West. Once again, we're talking about offensive jihad, offensive war for far, far away land. People have done nothing wrong towards Muhammad nor his companions. So if you obey Allah and you obey Muhammad and went ahead, performed jihad with your money and with your life, surely we know for sure you are of the fear. Otherwise, you are of the liars. Let's move on to verse 45, where Allah said, surely only those who do not believe in Allah and in the last day ask permission if they want it and their heart doubted. So in their doubt, they are wavering. The opposite of Quran chapter 9 and verse 44 is Quran chapter 9 verse 45. You see, you're a believer, you don't doubt. You're a believer, you obey. You're a believer, you perform jihad. You're a believer, you have fear of Allah in you. Otherwise, you're not a believer and you don't believe in the last day, you ask for permission. Please exempt me. I don't want to go and fight. And you are living in doubt. Should I go? Should I not? That is what wavering is. They're not taking a stand. They're like what the Bible described to be lukewarm. They're not hot and they're not cold. And that's what Muhammad and Allah rejected among the Muslim believers. You need to be one of the two groups. A believer or unbeliever. Fear Allah or fear people. Willing to perform jihad with your life and your money and even to die for the sake of Allah, or sit home like the rest of the women and the little children who could not perform jihad for the sake of Allah. That's why we read in verse 46, and Allah hated their going forth, so made them laggards, and it was said, sit with those who are sitting. What is going on here? They are not hot nor cold. As a matter of fact, if they will join Muhammad, as we see in the following verses, they will cause more trouble than good. That's why Allah does not want them to go and perform jihad for the sake of Allah. They are wavering and their heart is full of doubt. That's why Allah made them laggards. And that's why Allah said to them, sit with those who are sitting. Once again, these are the blind, the handicapped, or women and children. And that is a great insult in Muhammad days for such Arab warriors. Let's move on to verse 47. For there we read, if they had gone forth with you, they would not have increased you except in discouragement. Whoa, you don't want to have people in an army to cause discouragement among the fighters, because that will bring nothing but division. Then Muhammad and his men will lose the battle. And that's exactly what Allah said in the rest of the verse. And had they kept moving among you, they desired the sedition for you. Such sedition would bring revolt among warriors. And no militant leader would love to see that. between his fighters. Then Allah taught Muhammad something very important. That's when he said, and among you, some will listen to them. Oh, so now we know not all the men who are willing to go and perform jihad with Muhammad are faithful and strong believers. Because as Allah said here, some of them who would like to listen to them. And somehow Muhammad put the statement, and Allah knows the unjust, like, you better not to listen to such people, because Allah knows you. And if Allah tell me who you are, maybe the judgment of Allah will be delivered to you by my hands. Obviously, Muhammad here was simply giving a warning. As we know from Muhammad's life, he is a man who did not hesitate to kill his own uncle and his own cousin and many of the near people to him. So you better be in full obedience to Allah and to Muhammad. Finally, in verse 48, we read, indeed, they desired the sedition before. According to the interpretation of the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabri, Allah here was reminding Muhammad about what Abdullah ibn Abi Bakr and his companion did on the Battle of Uhud when they left Muhammad and his people, as these men desired sedition before. On that day, as Allah continue in verse 48, when he stated, and they turn affairs upside down for you. What affairs? That is when they hinder the religion which Allah sent to Muhammad, when they did not follow Muhammad and help Muhammad in the battle of Uhud, until the truth arrived and the command of Allah appeared. And that is, as the great Muslim scholar stated, when Allah gave Muhammad the victory, and how Allah shows the religion of Islam to be above all other religions, and how Allah forced that religion on his creation. We're talking about the religion of Islam, and they hated it. What Allah is talking about here, according to Al-Tabri, these are the hypocrites who hated to see Allah's victory given to Muhammad and those Muslim believers who follow him. As he continued to say, and now Allah will give you victory over all the infidels. Those are the infidels of the Romans and all others who belong to the house of infidelity, even if they hated it. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.